Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Daniel. This is not a sales call. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote on Texas? Okay, thank you so much. And in that case, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, or probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote during the primary.
You will definitely vote in the primary.
That's
That's
correct.
what you said. Okay, thank you so much. In that case, let me just answer one more question, please. The answer, if you have, you need to answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about each of the following people or organizations. So let's just start with the first one. That is Houston Independent School District.
No, no opinion.
You don't want to choose any of the options that I previously mentioned.
Nope. I don't want to get into that part.
Okay, I understand that. About Clean Dan Horn.
Can you repeat that?
Clint Van Horn.
Oh, I don't have any background information.
Okay. Harold Dutton.
Dang.
Sorry, come that again?
Oh, the same. No, I don't have any information.
Okay. Danny Norris.
Same thing. No, I'm not sure who he is.
Okay. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Favorable?
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Oh, wow. Did that make me commit? Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And last one but not least, Joyce Chapman.
Nope, don't know her background.
Okay. Okay, let's move on to the next one. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one is support. A state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for each teachers and staff are dangerous. The second option is oppose. A state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
So I do not have children in HISD, and any information that I would give is an opinion. So no, I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay, thank you so much. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for those Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
At this time, I do not know. I still need to do my research.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. So let's go with the next part here. As of right now, we're sitting on the 41% completion of this interaction. So thank you so much for your time. We'll be finishing just like in 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, let's go ahead with the next one. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Let's start with the first one. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
So you're asking me if the statement is, what is the ask again?
Will you consider this statement as something that you consider very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Okay. Can you state the question again? I mean, the statement?
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
I don't know. So, is that a true statement?
Yeah, that's a true statement. You need to consider
okay.
if you
that's
support
the quote
that.
Or something. Okay.
Yeah.
That he supports the HISD takeover. Do I think it's a good or a bad thing?
That's it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, we can look at this.
I don't know the circumstances. I don't know the circumstances around, you know, that.
Okay, don't worry. Let's move on to the next one. Thank you for your answer. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Oh, great. So the first part of this sounds great, but the second part, how he did it was to use the Medicaid money. This survey is not going too well. So it has to come from somewhere, and is there a contingency plan for Medicaid if the money is taken from that pot of money? I don't know. I shouldn't be a politician,
okay.
right?
don't worry about that. We can move on to the next one. All right. So he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Okay. I think that's favorable.
Okay, in that
was
case,
that,
will you consider
option?
It's the options are very positive, somewhat positive,
okay.
and the same but negative.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, let's go to the next one. He's fighting against extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
I think the statement is, well, my options guess are favorable.
Very positive, somewhat
okay.
positive,
very positive,
somewhat negative.
Very positive.
Okay.
Very positive.
Thank you so much. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
So, not knowing what his motives were, I really can't say.
Okay.
So, very positive, somewhat, I don't know. I really don't know. This is not going well. Maybe
we
should
we
find
can leave
someone else to interview.
Nah, don't worry about that. We can leave it as in blank here. So let's move on to the next one. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very positive.
Okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Very positive.
Okay. Thank you so much. So let's, I'm going to ask you, based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Yeah, still, at this time, I'm not able to commit.
Okay,
to
don't worry about that. Okay, don't worry about that. Thank you for that information. So let's finish with some statistical information here. How old you are?
46.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No grandchildren.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I highly appreciate your time.
Thank you for bearing with me. All right.
Don't worry about that.
Have a good evening.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.